You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Is God Speaking to You? Now, here is Dr. Schultz.
Why is it that so many marriages today are in so much trouble? 50% of all marriages now end in divorce. But that is only part of the picture. Of the remaining 50% of those couples that do stay together, a significant portion are almost constantly angry at each other. Many husbands and wives go to bed at night with unresolved tension, and they get up again in the morning without one positive word. And throughout the day, they would prefer to spend their time with almost any other person other than the person they once told, "I love you." There are, of course, many factors that influence and contribute to marriage problems, but there is one element that probably plays a greater role than all the others. And this is stubbornness, outright blockheaded stubbornness. Husbands can be horribly stubborn, but wives can be equally thick-headed and immovable. Stubbornness is something even psychiatrists often find insurmountable, and the only hope left in many cases is the divine and supernatural power of God. And this is also why the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Now notice that important statement from the Bible. In His offer of forgiveness, God has taken the initiative. Even though you and I are often at fault, and even though you and I are the sinners, God is offering you and me total forgiveness. And now God is asking you to live with this power of His forgiveness and to forgive others as He has forgiven you. You see, God wants you to go to your spouse, even though he or she, at least in your opinion, may be the guilty party, and even though you may believe that you are entirely innocent, God wants you to take the initiative and to say that you are sorry for what has happened. Be kind to one another, the Bible says, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Oh, what a breath of fresh air, what good news, for embattled marriages and for unhappy homes to hear that there is always hope in God. However, let's also remember that some people are so convinced they are on the right road and that they are doing the right thing that even God Himself cannot deter them. Oh yes, even the gracious intervention of God's love and mercy directed towards feuding spouses is often pushed away by stubborn marriage partners. Now the Bible has a lot to say about stubbornness. In the Bible in Numbers chapter 22, we read that King Balak, a follower of false gods, was scared of the children of Israel. The Israelites had recently arrived and had begun to settle in his area. "This horde," Balak said, "will lick up all that is around us as the ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak called for Balaam to curse the children of Israel and to get rid of them. God, however, said to Balaam, "You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." Now with lavish offers that we often call bribes, Balak twice tried to get Balaam to come and with the support of the Lord to get rid of these new settlers. Finally and reluctantly, God said to Balaam that he could go with the servants of Balak. However, Balaam was permitted to say only those words the Lord permitted him. The Bible then explains that Balaam arose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went forth. But the Bible also says that God was angry because Balaam was going. Now here is the most interesting part of the story, and for those of us who are stubborn once in a while in life, let's listen very closely. In order to try to divert Balaam, God stationed an angel in his path. And the Bible says, when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, the donkey turned off the road and went into the field. Balaam, however, who was riding the donkey, in his blinded stubbornness could not see the angel. So he struck the donkey, and he tried to turn her back into the road. Next, the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path of the vineyards with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord a second time, she pressed herself to the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. In stubborn blindness and anger, Balaam struck the donkey again. The angel of the Lord then stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right hand or the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, the donkey lay down under Balaam. And again, in his blind stubbornness, Balaam was angry, and he struck the donkey with his stick. Finally, the Bible explains, the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey spoke. The donkey said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" Then Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a mockery of me. If there had been a sword in my hand, I would have killed you by now." Then the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I ever been accustomed to do so to you?" Balaam said, "No." Then the Bible explains that the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and Balaam saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and Balaam immediately bowed all the way to the ground. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary, because your way was contrary to me. But the donkey saw me, and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, I would surely have killed you just now, and let her live." And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the way against me." This story of Balaam and the donkey is absolutely amazing. It is one of those most unusual Bible stories that a person simply cannot forget. Whoever heard of a donkey talking? But this is a true event in history, and this remarkable event underscores a key teaching that is so very crucial for our present society. Stubbornness is blinding many of us. Stubbornness is wrecking marriages, dividing homes, and even destroying lives. And most tragically, stubbornness is blinding many people today from seeing God's forgiveness, the healing, and the hope that God is offering the world in Jesus Christ. God did not send an angel to block the path of Balaam because God hated Balaam. With his angel, God stood in Balaam's path because he loved him. And so each of us needs to remember also that when things don't go exactly as we would like them to go, maybe God, in his mercy, is blocking us. Maybe he is standing in the way. Maybe he is standing in the way that we intend to go in order to save us from our own blind, careless, and harmful actions. Many people have stereotyped God as an angry lawman riding around and getting a revenge on those who stumble in life. Oh, not so. The Bible says, God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. In recent years, divorce lawyers have increasingly argued before judges that many marriage partners are incompatible. That's the word they use, incompatible. However, except in the most unusual cases, arguing for incompatibility is more of a sorry excuse than a real reason. The real reason is stubbornness. Look at your own family and marriage. Does your spouse have to plead with you to be kind and patient toward others? Are you, as a wife, so wrapped up in yourself and your career that your children are more of a nuisance or an inconvenience than a joy? Do your children enjoy spending time with others more than with you? These situations can all be signs of your stubbornness, and maybe you are difficult or even impossible to live with. Now is the time for you to examine your life. Maybe in your sinful stubbornness, maybe you are imitating Balaam. Maybe you are going down the wrong road in life, and maybe you are so convinced that you are right that, like Balaam, you are blinded by your stubbornness. God, however, was patient with Balaam, and God is also being patient with you. The frustrations and disappointments that you often experience in your determination to go in a particular direction may also be God's gracious warning to stop and to think things over. We can be blinded by our sinful stubbornness in our marriage, in the way we spend money, in the way we relate to our family members, and in our general attitude toward others around us. Simply saying that we're going to change often makes very little difference. However, in God there is always hope. Jesus said that the power of the Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin, and this same Spirit of God working through the living Word of God will lead us to sincere repentance. And then this same Spirit promises to cleanse us from our sin and to remove our stubbornness and establish a new and God-pleasing life within us. Not long ago, a major magazine reported on the pending divorce of a leading world political leader. The husband involved said adamantly and repeatedly that there was no way whatsoever that reconciliation could ever take place between himself and his wife. Obviously, he was speaking for himself, because you see, with God, all things are possible. And this is why the Bible says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ has forgiven you." Now, as illogical as it may seem, when Jesus died on the cross, his bloody death paid the full and complete price for your many failures, both in your marriage and also in your day-to-day relationships with others. This is the good news of God's gospel. This gracious, divine, and eternal message can never be changed. And this is also why God is now asking you, yes, he is urging you, to forgive your spouse and other family members and friends just as he has forgiven you in Jesus Christ. And when you, through sincere repentance and faith, receive the forgiveness of God, then this same forgiveness will also both empower and enable you to forgive others. To many in the world, the power of the cross of Christ may be foolishness. But unto us who are being saved, the crucifixion cross of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. It is the secret to a new life of new relationships in our marriage, in our families, and with others. So go ahead now, my friend. Go ahead, begin this hour, and for your first step, don't follow Balaam in his steadfast stubbornness, but instead imitate Balaam when the Bible explains that when God opened Balaam's eyes and when Balaam saw his sin of stubbornness, he said, "I have sinned." Oh, may God the Holy Spirit enable you to say the same thing to God today, in sincere repentance and in complete faith in God's perfect forgiveness. Raise your eyes to heaven and say, "Because of my stubbornness toward my family and friends, I have sinned." Oh, you see, God could have said to Balaam, "Yes, you are correct, you have sinned, and I, the Lord your God, am going to punish you." This is what God could have said. God had every right to say this to Balaam, and God has every right to say this same thing to you and to me. You have sinned, and now I'm going to punish you. But instead, God told Balaam he was forgiven and that he should now get going and move ahead in life. God did not want Balaam to focus on his failures, and God also wants you, just as he did Balaam, to focus on your future. Look ahead to a solid hope in life, all built upon the solid foundation of Christ's forgiveness. And so then, the next time you are frustrated with your spouse or with your children or where you work or at school, then remember Balaam and the donkey that talked. The next time you are frustrated and the next time you feel that your way in life is being blocked for no apparent reason, then open your eyes. There may be an angel from God standing in your path. And this angel may be the symbol of God's patience as he urges you to think things over and go another way. Oh Lord, we pray today, where there is frustration and even anger in the lives of our listeners, plant a willingness to forgive. Enable all of us, O Lord, to reevaluate our lives. And then instead of always insisting upon our own way, empower us instead, through your forgiveness, to take that path, that road in life that will both please you and also bring harmony to both our families and our friends. O Lord, by your almighty power, enable us to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.